Are you happy in Madhuvan? Very happy? Also happy in your life? Little deep question. Second question, happy and content in life. Achieved Baba, we achieved everything. But contentment is still, sometime is little difficult. So we have to fulfill Baba's hopes. We know he had been fulfilling our desires for thousands of years, even in bhakti. Whenever we would have remembered him in bhakti, definitely he gave help. Now he has become our friend. Have you made him your friend? Friend. He has become our friend. And he wants to see us very happy, always full. Actually, he wants to bring us on world stage. He wants to glorify us in this entire world. Although we also always make plan to glorify Baba, but it's in Baba's mind that I must glorify my children. Children must come on the stage, world stage, so that entire world can see these are the children of God. These are the great souls of the world. These are the hero actors in this world cycle. So we have to make ourselves full. First we have to fulfill our hopes, our desires, then we would be able to fulfill Baba's hopes. So Baba's inspirations in this season. First of all, I would ask you one thing. What I do in every season, I think you must also do the same. From each avyakt murli, I note down very, very important and effective points in big letters, colorful pens, so that I am able to read all murlis within 10 minutes. 10 murlis in 10 minutes. So what Baba mentioned, but what Baba wants from his children, it becomes very clear in 10 minutes, because we do forget. So in last 5 or 6 murlis, if we understand the essence of all murlis, we would come to know Baba was insisting on one point of self-respect, and that is, you are Master Almighty. In all five Murlis, not in sixth one, but in all five Murlis, right from the first one with double foreigners, Baba was just reminding us, you are Master Almighty. How can you say this? How can you get defeated by Maya? How can you become weak sometime? How can you get depressed sometime? You are Master Almighty. Realize it. Recognize yourself. This was one very important thing. Second very important thing, we must feel right upon Him. Right. Baba belongs to me, I belong to Him. So, in this relationship, there is love, there is right. Feeling of right. God is mine, He belongs to me, He is my friend. He has given right to us. So, we have to feel this right. And we can remember Baba's words in the Murli of 31st of December. You can ask Baba, my Baba, my companion, come down, help me. Baba spoke like this, help me. Not please help me, Baba. No, not request. No prayer. He said, come down, help me. Right. We can use this right. It's a great thing. We can say nothing is greater than this. Right on God. Right on Almighty. And He Himself is teaching. You can use me like this. So, we should make use of Baba. Any time in our life, use Him like this. And we will get very good experience in our life. When there is any difficulty in our life, any problem in our life, some barrier comes on the way, remember Him with this right. My Baba. These are not words only, but very good feeling. My. He is mine. My Baba. Just come down. Help me. So you should remember these words and always use these things in your life. These are two things I loved very much. Baba is also asking us again and again to cleanse our intellect. It's also very important thing. We have to purify our feelings, our attitudes, our drashti. Most important thing, if there is any negativity in our intellect or attitudes or in our drashti, it will influence ourselves and others. So one very good thing we are doing in our group here, I was convinced in this season with this one thing, this one point of self-respect, a great awareness that you are world benefactor. Just feel it. Accept it. We are world benefactor. Talk to yourself. I am world benefactor. I have to bring benefit to the world. I have to do good for all. I cannot have the feeling of hatred in my mind. I cannot have the feeling of jealousy in my mind, no feeling of revenge in my mind. So, develop this feeling in your subconscious mind. I am world benefactor. So I would share some of my experiences or some very good way to practice to bring these things into our practical life. First thing, I am Master Almighty. Do you love this self-respect? Master Almighty. Very important, one word we should remember always, acceptance. The thing we accept becomes our own. If we don't accept, if we reject, if our subconscious mind reject that thing, we will never achieve that thing. So, what is the meaning of this Master Almighty? How to feel it, how to accept it, how to become Master Almighty? Very simple thing. We must remember one thing. I got it from Baba's Murli. Once, Baba mentioned, when you become my child, you just said, Baba, you are my Baba. I am your child. The moment I give you the gift of 8 powers. So we must accept this important thing, this truth, this reality, that now Baba has given me all of his powers. I am the embodiment of all God's powers. God's powers are working with me. The power of Almighty are working with me all the time. They are combined to me. Therefore, I am Master Almighty. This is the meaning of Master Almighty. That all powers of Almighty have come down to me. I am the embodiment of all powers of God. So just accept, I am Master Almighty. I am not a weak soul. But very important thing you might have heard, psychologists used to say that here are lot of powers in everyone's subconscious mind. But they are in dormant form. They are sleeping. You have to awaken them. If you awaken them, you will become most powerful person in this world. But how to awaken? Hardly they know it. We know the best method. I am Master Almighty. If we bring this thought into our feelings, I am Master Almighty, all powers will awaken and we will become powerful day by day. So we should practice it. I would ask you, everyone must think to become master in this one point, Master Almighty. Bring it into your practice. If your intellect doesn't accept it, it is possible. Sometime your intellect will not accept it. You will say, oh, yesterday I was crying. How am I Master Almighty? I was getting angry. I am not Master Almighty. I was making this mistake. I am not so powerful. How can I believe that I am Master Almighty? So just do one thing, write down it for 21 times. I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty. And mind will become stable. Subconscious mind or inner conscience will accept it. that it is true, you are Master Almighty. Then you can feel like this, that Baba's energy, Baba's rays of might are coming down, entering me. They are coming, entering me. I am becoming more and more powerful. So when we practice this, automatically we create a powerful aura around ourselves. Very powerful aura. And this aura will protect us. Always. It will protect us from natural calamities. It will protect us from the effect of bodiless souls. It will protect us from the effect of others' negative vibrations. So it's a great aura of protection. Nothing can enter this aura. It is so powerful. So the feeling of Master Almighty, this awareness is the most powerful awareness. And I would remind you, in last season, February or maybe any month in 2008, one very good line, I used to mention it always in class, and with the help of this one line, many got rid of many problems. That line in Baba's Murli is, those who practice that they are Master Almighty, obstacles and problems cannot come to them. So the feeling of Master Almighty will destroy all problems. So if we want to become free from all problems, if we want to enjoy a problem-free life, a stress-free life, no obstacle in our life, we must become master in this one practice. I am Master Almighty. Baba has also explained one beautiful thing. I would remind you, that's my very favorite subject for last 10 years. How to use power of thought. So Baba had mentioned, I repeat Baba's words, then I have summarized those things and how to make experiment on the basis of that. It will become very clear to you. Baba had mentioned 10 years ago in one of Vyaktmurli that people in this world do great thing, great job, great task with the power of willpower. You have got godly willpower. You can do everything with the power of your thoughts only. These three lines. Fourth line was, you must have only that one thought. Only one thought. It must happen like this. Fifth thought was, your negative thought, your doubtful thought, create a wall on the way of success. These were the five lines in Baba's Murli. So in brief, I would say, I am Master Almighty. Baba's powers are here with me. Two thoughts. And third one, which we want to do. Have that thought with full faith and see the result. Always you will find success in life. I have taught this technique to thousands of brothers and sisters, those who are making experiments. One man is going for Laukik Job to appear into an interview, and he's scared what will happen now. He gave me the ink that now I'm going for this interview for my Laukik service, but I'm very fearful now. What will happen now? What they will ask? How to answer? I will be selected or not? So I taught them, just right from now, start doing this practice. I am Master Almighty. All powers of Almighty are here with me. I will be selected. Or sometime, I am selected. Go with this thought, such faith within yourself, and result is always positive. Always positive. So this way, we can use our own power of thought. This is one thing. One thing is coming up in my mind, and I want to actually share in front of you, that's also very important, because nowadays you can see, I notice always nowadays, in this world, depression is increasing a lot. All are going to lose their happiness unnecessarily. Unnecessarily. They are happy. Oh, there is 4 o'clock evening time and depressed. They ask me, what is the reason? Every day, between 4 to 5, I am not happy. All other hours, I am very happy. I don't know the reason. Such things are increasing a lot in this world nowadays. I remember, I want to tell you very clearly one thing. You need not to be scared of that. Baba had mentioned in Sakar Murlis, at the time of destruction, during destruction, this entire world will become mental hospital. Are you ready? Were you ready to listen this? God had mentioned. And we can see it. Because the biggest paper, worst paper, will be the paper of attachment. And attachment will cause lot of sorrow, lot of tensile mental effect. I can see now. I don't know you see or not. I see with many Brahmins, not with non-Brahmins, in the life of many Brahmins, they get badly affected with the events. Someone's young son died. Mother also died because of attachment. Someone's husband died. And that lady got so much upset, she is also like a dead person, living in this world, but not enjoying life. So, I would ask you to make a good project for your own self. This is my homework to you. Baba is also giving homework. It's not in addition. It will help you to fulfill Baba's homework. The name of that project is No Effect. No Effect. Prepare yourself. Get ready for this. No Effect. Let everything destroy in this world. We will dance in happiness. No Effect. Make your own project. And for this, you yourself have to do it. Find out at least 10 powerful points of knowledge which help you to keep mind calm and cool. 10 powerful thoughts. some thoughts of self-respect. In India, we have printed one small photo of Baba, prints of Baba, and there is a writing, I am here, I am with you. In different center, they have written different, I am here with you, I am canopy over your head, don't worry, I am with you, I am here. So such points, or I am Master Almighty, nothing can affect me, or I am a great soul, nothing will affect me, or I am a bestower, I have to give, I have not to take, I have to give. Nothing can enter my mind. You can note down 10-12 points for your own self. But very important point, which I want to keep in front of you, think for your 63 births after from the beginning of Koparej. Many souls had done some bad actions for me. For many souls, I had done bad actions. So to many souls, I gave sorrow. Many souls gave sorrow to me. So we are related to all these souls, always. You can see there are subtle ropes, thread. They are going to them. They are binding us. So sometime, their negative effect come to our mind. We feel depressed. Sometime, our negative energy goes to them. They feel depressed. It's a such a subtle bondage to each other. It doesn't allow us to fly up. They are just pushing us down all the time. You cannot go up unless you clarify our karmic account. So what can we do? It's my experience, first experience with one sister of some country, I don't remember. I tell you the story of that sister. She went to Dadi Janki 5 years before. Asked her, Dadi, I am coming to Baba for last 13 years, but openly she mentioned, I did not enjoy any meeting with Baba. Although I met Baba, but I did not enjoy any meeting. This time I want to enjoy my meeting with Baba. What should I do? She was busy, so she asked her, go to Surya. She came to me. I wanted to know what is the reason behind this. She is coming every year. So I asked her some questions. And then, in the answer of one question, she answered that right from the beginning of this life, from childhood, she was very violent. Very violent. Very aggressive all the time. Very revengeful all the time. So, the reason of her this bad experience all the time became clear in my mind, and I suggested her for one thing, that for 3 days in the morning you have to do this practice just for 1-2 minutes. It is the exercise of 1-2 minutes. I am going to teach you all that exercise. I ask her that in the morning you just first come in this feeling that I am a great soul for some seconds, then create a thought that in last 63 lives I had given sorrow to many souls. You all souls please emerge, get emerged. So they will come up in subtle form and just talk to them that out of ignorance or because of vicious feelings, I had given you sorrow. Ask pardon from them. Ask them, O souls, please excuse me, make me free. Do this for 3 times, 3 days. She did. With true heart she did. She asked pardon from these souls, and result was very good. When she went to Baba in Shantivan, she enjoyed everything very much. She came to me that this experiment became successful. So this is such a thing that souls, many souls, we don't know who they are just binding us, creating subtle barriers, putting a subtle pressure into our consciousness. We cannot fly up, we cannot enjoy our life. So one thing we should do, just do this practice in the morning. I am a great soul, or I am worship-worthy God, Goddess. Ask the souls, those souls, to whom I have given sorrow in last 63 verses. Please get immersed. And then give sarcasm to them for some seconds, that from me, vibrations are going to them, and then ask pardon from them. With the true heart, O souls, excuse me. Your mind will become very light. It will be a great thing. It will make you very happy. And the souls who had given sorrow to me, ask them to get immersed, and then do the same practice. I am a great soul. Give them sakas and ask them, I give excuse to you. I forgive you. I forgive. Forget it. Talk to them. I am forgiving you. You please forget it. Mind will become very light. You will become very happy. Do you like this exercise? It will help you a lot. Subtle practice. Now, 8 days to Baba? 28th? So, we got 8 days in our hands. And I think you must conduct your own bhatti, not sitting here, but a natural bhatti, a natural practice. I would like to give you 3 practices only. You can do them for 8 days, every day very intensively, and your mind will get ready to receive everything from Baba. Again, I emphasize on the thought, I am world benefactor. Work on this thought. I am this. Bring it into your feelings. I am this. When we practice that we are soul, I add just a simple thing in this practice. So, for one day, you can make a plan of 3 days, then 3 days, then 2 days. So one point of self-respect, one point of yoga. 2 points, you have to practice every hour 2 times. While listening class, moving here and there, going in dining hall, going in your room, in any work, just 2 times per hour. So for first day, 2 points are point of self-respect is I am world benefactor. So you have to bring it into your deep feeling, I am this. Second practice of yoga, as we practice I am a soul, you know, psychologists say, what you think, so shall you become. A simple saying in psychology. What you think, so shall you become. Baba also used his own word, but same thing. So we have to think one thing about self. I am a king, master. You know, Baba used to say, you are self-sovereign. I am a king. I am sitting here. I am the king of my mind and intellect. Visualize yourself a very powerful and shining soul here. Many rays are spreading. Many rays. Rays of all qualities, rays of purity, rays of might. They are entering my body into my brain. All vibrations of soul first go to the brain. They enter our brain first. Then they spread in whole body. So we have to feel it. I am a soul, very powerful, but master, king, king of my own mind and intellect. Give this thought to yourself, so you will become the king of your mind. Mind will not become your master. We will become mind's master. So we have to bring this thought again and again. I am the master of my mind, king of my mind and intellect. Practice for the first day. For second day, point of self-respect, I am Master Almighty. When you give this thought to yourself, you must visualize yourself, I am Master Almighty, from each part of my body, rays of might are spreading out. So this way I became Might House. Rays. You can move on the road with this feeling, I am Master Almighty, vibrating might. My might is going out. I am just moving. So a might house is moving on the road. Feel this. And practice of yoga. One very good experience. Baba used to say to double foreigners always, feel that Baba is here, Almighty is here, and He is the canopy of protection. How to do it? I am telling you an interesting method to enjoy this practice. In morning or evening, you can do it very nicely. Just visualize Baba in soul world, Almighty in soul world. Just do it now, together with me. Just go up in soul world and visualize Almighty. And ask Him with true heart, just invite Him. Oh, sweet Baba, just please come down and become a canopy of protection over my head. And then visualize that Baba is coming down, slowly and slowly He is coming down. He is coming down, coming down. And came over my head. He is the canopy of protection. And for the interesting fact, practice, you can hold his rays with your subtle arms. Hold him and ask him, now be here forever. This way you will enjoy it very much. Feel that he is coming down. If you give 10 seconds for this, in visualizing that he is coming down, your concentration will also improve. Feel that he is here. This will be for second day. Third day, I am an angel of purity. Those who know Hindi, they can use another word. I am the son of purity. Son of purity. I am here like sun. Purity is going everywhere from me. I am here, son of purity. You can also keep it, angel of purity or son of purity. This is the thought of self-respect. And simple practice, that from Baba, white vibrations of purity are coming down to me. I am receiving vibrations of purity from Baba. So these are the practice for 3 days. 3 days, 3 days, then 2 days. So you have to make your own self a good progress, conduct your own bhakti, your own self. But I would also ask you about one thing. Power of knowledge together with power of yoga is important. So in order to improve your yoga power, you should improve your power of knowledge. So as I ask you to write down important points from Avyakmuli, from all Avyakmulis you can note down very inspirative points, some points of intoxication, some points of happiness. Here are some points who open our heart, who makes us very broad-minded. By remembering those points, the black clouds from our head are removed in a second. There are such points in Baba's Murli. Write them. Keep reading them. So when you are here and you have come for intense tapasya, am I right? To achieve some specific things here. So at least 4 times a day, you can sit in Baba's room, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Morning time is also good, but one time is also very beautiful in Madhuban. Do you know that time? 3 o'clock evening, between 3 to 4. Come sometime, see the vibrations in Madhuban. I know. When these groups, now because of Om Shanti Bhavan, thousands of people are entering all the time. But when there was silence, so I used to come 3 o'clock in the day in Baba's room. Wonderful experience. No one was here at that time. You can also enjoy it. But if party doesn't enter there, otherwise they take groups there in Baba's room. Or you can sit somewhere in silent place, in solitude. Solitude is important thing for spiritual progress. Because in solitude, and which place is known as solitude? There may be a room. And you may be alone in that room. But in room, it is not called solitude actually. Solitude means where there is open sky. And if you can go near water and trees, and here is good place, Nakki Lake, open sky, greenery everywhere. So at that time you are very close to nature. And when a person is close to nature, elevated thoughts will enter his mind. And if we enjoy elevated thoughts, we will enjoy our life. So solitude means open sky. You can go somewhere, not very far, but somewhere on the rocks, on the bank of this Nakki Lake, road is there. No fear is there in the day. You can sit there, can enjoy elevated thoughts. I will ask you not only to enjoy yoga, but to enjoy elevated thoughts. And the seed of elevated thought is self-respect. You just give thought to yourself, I am a great soul. I am world benefactor. God is my friend. I have to bring benefit to this world. And automatically you will find thoughts, great thoughts, started to enter your mind. Then you can give good vibration to Nakki Lake. It will help you. So those who go there, they will also get very good vibration. One very interesting thought I would share to you. One brother in our group, he did it. He went and stood up in front of sun when sun was rising up. He was looking at sun, talking to the sun. Oh sun, you are my son. I am your creator. And you have to go everywhere now. You will give light and heat to the entire world. I give you pure vibrations. You please receive my pure vibrations. And together with your light and heat, also spread the vibrations of purity to this world, wherever you go. He enjoyed it very much. Every morning he used to go there. And at night too, when there was full moon, he used to see moon, talk to the moon. Oh, you are giving this coolness, cool vibrations to entire world. I give you pure vibrations. Accept my vibrations. And wherever you go, spread the vibrations of purity too. So this is a game, enjoyment of life. So we have to enjoy elevated thoughts in our life. It's a great thing, foundation of everyone's life. Our own elevated thinking will protect us all the time. Make a project, no effect. Would you make it? For your own self. No effect. Be very strong. Nothing can enter here. You have to make yourself strong. So open-minded. Now, let people say anything. Nothing will enter here. This place is safe forever. This is my place, my temple, soul's temple. I have to protect it. Nothing will enter here. Because each and every thought affects our brain, affects our future, affects our whole life. So we have to keep very safe, be aware, be very careful. No negative energy should be accepted by you. I am teaching nowadays to many patients, if a doctor just says to you that your cancer has spread in whole body, you will die after 6 months, there is no treatment for your cancer, reject this thought. I will never die. I have to survive for 10 more years. I will cure myself. Baba will cure me. Reject the thought of the doctor. Don't accept their suggestions. Sometimes we do accept the suggestions of others. They affect our consciousness, our health, our happiness, everything of our life. So only we have to accept the right things, the things of Baba. All other things we have to reject. Okay? Om Shanti. Now let us sit for some minutes under a cool fountain of Baba. Cool fountain of purity. Oh, traffic control. Om Shanti.